Shvi. The pasuk continues talking about tumas sheretz. Until now we were discussing if a sheretz touches a kli, a vessel, so then the kli becomes tame. But that is by a typical vessel, where the sheretz touches the outside of the kli and is metame the kli. The pasuk over here is telling us now about kli cheres, an earthenware vessel that has different laws. Kli cheres is not metame migavoy, from the outside. If a sheretz touches the outside of an earthenware kli, it is not tame. It only becomes tame me'aviroi, through the sheretz entering into its interior airspace. And then, the whole kli becomes tame. The sheretz enters the avir, the airspace of the kli cheres, and the sheretz, which is the av hatumah, will be metame, even without touching the walls, will be metame the walls of the kli cheres. The walls become a rishon, and the food and liquid inside the kli cheres will become a sheni l'tumah. And the pasuk says, "V'chol kli cheres and any earthenware vessel asher yipol mehem el toichoi, if the sheretz will fall inside of it, because it is only mitame me'aviroi from the inside, kol asher b'soichoi, anything inside the kli cheres yitmo will become tame, as the pasuk will say in pasuk lamadalin, food or liquids will become tame. The oisai sishbaru and the kli cheres must be broken. Kli cheres cannot become purified through immersion in a mikvah. The only way to purify the kli cheres is by breaking it. And once it becomes unfit for its designated use, it becomes tahor. One must make a hole inside this kli cheres in order that it cannot be used anymore, in order that it shall be unfit for its designated use. And that is the way you are mitaher a kli cheres. In Pasuk Lam Gimel, the Pasuk says, Kol asher b'seicha yitma, anything inside the kli cheres will become tame. Pasuk Lam Dala tells us, what is inside this kli cheres that became tame? Mikol oichel asher yoyochel, any food that is edible, asher yove olav mayim, that water once came upon it, yitma will become tame. The halacha is that food can only be mukshel lekabel tumah. Food can only become susceptible to becoming tame only if water or other liquids have touched it after it was detached from the ground. That is why the pasuk says that the oichel, the food, only becomes tame asher yovei olav mayim, if water comes on it once after it was detached. And not only is food tame, v'chol mashke, and any liquid that was inside this kli cheres, asher yishaseh, that can be drunk, the chol kli in any vessel, yitma will also become tame. So the pasuk is telling us over here that food and liquid can become tame in this kli cheres. This is coming to exclude kalim vessels. Because as we said before, the ava tuma, the father, the primary tuma, is the sheretz. The sheretz makes the walls of the kli cheres into a rishon l'tuma. And the things inside of it become a sheni. Only food and liquid can become shnias l'tuma. But kalim cannot become a sheni l'tuma, and that's why the pasuk says, only oichel u'mashke, food and liquid that are in the kli cheres become tame, but not kalim, not vessels. Rashi says that the pasuk is also telling us a second halacha, that not only can mayim, water, make food susceptible to become tame, but any liquid can be machshir oichel lekabel tuma, whether it is wine, oil, dew, blood, milk, or honey. Any of these liquids are machshir oichel lekabel tuma. And according to this pshat, the pasuk is read like this: Asher yovei olav mayim. If water will come on the food, yitma, it will become tame. V'chol mashke asher yishaseh. It does not have to be water, but any liquid that can be drunk in any kli will be machshir, will make the food susceptible to becoming tame. Let us see the Rashi's now on these two psukim. So Rashi pasuk lamed gimel el toichoi. If the sheretz will fall inside the kli cheres, ein kli cheres mitame ele me'aviroi. Kli cheres is only mitame when the sheretz enters the interior airspace. Kol asher b'seicha yitma, hakli choizer umetame mashe b'aviroi. The kli, the vessel, then is metame what is inside of the kli cheres. Va'oisei sheshbaru, and the kli cheres must be broken. Limeit she'ein lo tahara b'mikvah. This teaches us that a kli cheres does not have a purification in a mikvah. Mikol ha'oichel asher yochel. any food that can be eaten. Moisev al mikra ha'el yoin, it is going back on the pasuk before, which the pasuk says, kol asher b'secha yitma, anything inside the kli cheres will become tamei. And now the pasuk is telling us what's inside this kli cheres. Mikol ha'oichel asher yochel, any edible food, asher yovi olav mayim, which water has come upon it, v'hu b'sech kli cheres ha'tamei, and it is inside an earthenware vessel, which is tamei, yitma, this food will become tamei. V'chein kol mashke, and also any liquid, asher yishase, that can be drunk, b'chol kli in any vessel, v'hu b'sech kli cheres ha'tamei, and it is inside a tamei dika kli cheres, yitma, it would also become tamei, whether it is food or whether it is liquid. Lamadnu mikan dvarim harbe, we learn from here many things. Lamadnu, we learn she'ein oichel mukshar umesukin lekabel tuma, food does not become susceptible to accepting tuma achev yavoyu olav mayim pam achas, until water has come in contact with it once. Umishibo olav mayim pam achas mekabel tuma la'olam, once water came in contact with the food once, it does not have to touch the food again, and it is mekabel tuma for life. Vafilu nogov, even if the water was dried off the food now, once it touched the food, it is mekabel tuma. Vayayin vashemen v'chol hanikra mashke, and wine and oil, or anything that is called a mashke, a liquid, whether it is dew, blood, milk, or honey, machshir zroam l'tumah kamayim, it can make seeds and food susceptible to becoming tamei, just like water. Shekach yesh lidrash hamikro, because we can also dash in the pasuk like this, asher yavi olav mayim oikol mashke asher yishasa, if water will come in contact with the food, or any liquid that can be drunk, b'chol kli in any kli, yitma, ha'echel will be metam in the food. Ba'od lamdu mikan, and also our Rabbanim learn from here, she'ein vlad atumah metame kelim, that a vlad atumah, an offspring of tumah, is not metame kelim, will not be metame vessels. Shekach shoninu, so we learned, yochal yu kola kelim mitamon, me'avir klicheres, I might think that all kelim that are inside this klicheres will become tameh. Tam Loimar, therefore the pasuk says, kol asher b'secha yitma, anything inside the kli cheres will become tamei, mikol ha'ichel, from all foods. Oichel umashke mitamei, food and liquid, become tamei inside the kli cheres, me'avik kli cheres, ve'en kol ha'kelim mitamoi, me'avik kli cheres. But kelim do not become tamei from the avir, from the interior airspace of the kli cheres. L'fisha sheret ava tuma, because the sheret is the primary source of the tuma. Va'keli she'nitma mimenu vlana tuma, and the vessel that became tamei from the sheret is an offspring of the tumah. Lefikach ene choizer umetame kelim shebesechay. A vlad ha-tumah can only be metame oichel umashke, food and liquid, but not kelim inside of it. Vilo madu oid, and we can also learn out of this pasuk, shasheret shenofa la'avir tanur, that a sheret that falls inside the airspace of an earthenware oven, v'hapas besechay, and bread is inside the oven, v'leinoga ha-sheret bepas, and the sheret did not come into direct contact with the bread, Hatana Rishon, the oven becomes a Rishon Latoma, Vahapas Shnia, and the bread becomes a Sheni. V'loi Noimar, we do not say, Royin as Hatanur, that we should look at the oven, Ki'ilu Mole Tuma, as if it is full of Tuma. In other words, we don't look at the oven as if the oven is full of Shrotzim, and the Sheretz actually came into direct contact with the bread. We do not say that. Utehe apas tchila, and that would make the bread into a tchila, a rishon l'tumah. She'im ata oimer kein, because if you look at the oven as if it is full of shrotzim, and the sheretz actually touches the pas, l'nismatu kol hakelim milatame me'avik licheres, we would never exclude vessels from becoming tame from the airspace of a kli cheres, because it will be as if the sheret touched the actual keli. And if the sheret touches the vessel, of course the vessel is tame. Shari tuma as menoga behen migabon, because the tuma actually touched it on the outside. Elamai, we do not say that, but rather we say the sheret is metame the walls of the kli cheres, the walls of the oven, and then the oven is metame what's inside of it. And only food and mashke can become shniyos l'tuma, but not kelim. And Rashi continues, v'lomadnu oid, and we can also learn from this pasuk, al bias mayim, when water comes in contact with the food, she'enu machsheres zroim, it does not make seeds or food susceptible for tuma, elo imkei naflu alem mishetoshu, only if they fell on the food after the food was detached from the ground. Because if you will say that it will render the food susceptible to become tummy when the food is mechubar, if the water touches it when it's attached to the ground, it's not possible that any food did not become in contact with water while it was attached to the ground, because obviously it rained when the food was attached to the ground. Umau oimer, and why does the pasuk say asher yavi olav mayim? Why is there a condition that the only time food is susceptible to becoming tamei if water touches it? Every food had to come in contact with water when it was attached. Therefore, we have to explain that this condition only applies when it is detached. When it's detached from the earth, then in order for it to become mukhshar lekavel tuma, it must come in contact with water or any other liquid. But the water or liquid that touches it when it is attached to the ground does not make it mukhshar lekavel tuma. Lilomadu oid, and the pasuk also tells us another halacha, she'ein oichel metame acherim, that food that is in this kli cheres will not be metame something else, ela im ken yesh ba kibeya, only if it was the size of an egg. Shenemar, because the pasuk says asher yoyochel, the food asher yoyochel, food that can be eaten. Oichel hanechal bebasachas, this is referring to the size of food that can be eaten at one time. V'shiyaroi chachamim, and the chachamim gave it a measurement. Ein beis habliya machzik, the gullet cannot hold yoyser mi beitzes tanagoylas, anything larger than a chicken's egg. So if the food in the kli cheres was the size of kebeya, then it can be mitame acherim. And the pasuk continues, v'chol asher yipol min avlosam olav yitma, anything the dead sheretz will fall on, yitma will become tamei. What is this pasuk coming to add that was not mentioned in pasuk lamed beis? The Shem Olam explains that it's coming to add kli matches, metal kalim, because metal kalim were not listed in pasuk lamed beis, and the pasuk is telling us that if a dead sheretz falls on a kli matches, it is metame the kli matches. Tanur, an oven, v'kirayim, or a stove, yutat, must be smashed, tmeim heim, they are tamei. If a sheretz falls inside a tanur v'kirayim, then the tanur and the kirayim are tamei. The pasuk is telling us that although tanur and kirayim are not actually made of cheres, but since they are similar to cheres, they have the dinim, the laws of a kli cheres, they only become tamei mitoicher from the inside, and also they do not have a tahara in the mikvah, and that's why yutat, it must be smashed. Ramban is medayik. Why in Pasuk Lamed Gimel, when discussing a regular Kli Cheres, the Pasuk says over there, Va'oisei Sishbaru, you must break it. And over here, it uses a different lashon of Yutas, it must be smashed. And he says, because by a regular Kli Cheres, the only way it will become tar is by actually breaking it to the point that it is not usable anymore. That's why a lashon of Sishbaru is used. But over here by Tanu V'chirayim, it is sufficient to smash it, even though it can still be used for its original use. As long as the oven, for example, was a large oven, and now it's a smaller oven, that is sufficient to making it tar. So the pasuk is telling us over here that if the tanur or the kirayim come in contact with the sheretz, tmeim heim, they are tamei. But do not think that the only option is to smash the tanur or kirayim, because utmeim yulachem, if you want, you can hold it in a state of tuma. Utmeim yulachem, it can become tamei to you. You can hold on to the tanur or kirayim and let it be tamei. It will not be tar, as long as you are careful that kachim or anything that must be tar does not come in contact with this tanur v'kirayim. Ach mayon ubar mikvei mayim, only a spring or a pit that has a gathering of water, yitar will be tar. If the sheretz falls into a spring of water or a pit that has a gathering of water, the halacha is that the water is tar, because kol hamechubar lekarka, anything that is attached to the ground, is not mukhshar lekavel tuma, cannot become tamei. So, ach mayon ubar mikvei mayim yitar, the water inside the spring or the pit will remain tar. The pasuk is also telling us, by saying the words yitar, that a person can be metahir himself, can purify himself by going into a mikveh mayim, a gathering of water. Mikveh mayim yitar, going into a mikvah will render a person tar. A person can become tar from his tumah through entering the mikvah. One who touches their carcasses, the dead shrotzim yitmo will become tameh. This is telling us that one who is tovel while a sheretz is in his hand will still be tameh even though he is inside the mikvah. Because one might think that there is a kal v'chomer here. Madach, somebody who is already tameh, there is tumah upon him if he enters the mikvah and immerses in the mikvah. He becomes tahar. Wouldn't you think that definitely somebody who is not tameh yet and goes into the mikvah, and then while he is in the mikvah, he touches the sheretz, you might think the person should definitely not become tameh. Because if a mikvah is strong enough to take off an existing tumah, it definitely should be enough not to allow the tumah to come on to begin with. On that, Rashi says that the pasuk over here is telling me that this is not the halacha. V'nogea b'nevlosam, one who is touching a dead sheretz while in the mikvah, yitma will still be tameh. And the pasuk continues, v'chiyipa minevlosam, if it will fall from their carcasses, from a dead sheretz, akol zera zerua, on any seed of seeding, asher yizarea, that has been planted, taharu, the seed is tar. The pasuk is telling us that if the seed never came in contact with water after it was detached from the ground, then it is not mukshel kabel tuma, and therefore, even though the sheretz touched it, it is tar. But the chiyutan mayim al zera, if water went on the seed, so the seed became in contact with a liquid after it was detached, v'nafal minevlosam olav, and then the dead sheretz fell on it, tamei hulachem, it is tamei. It does not make a difference if it was water or any other liquid that came in contact with this seed. And also, it does not make a difference if the water fell on the seed or the seed fell into the water. Either way, since water was, or any liquid was in contact with the zera after it was detached, even if the liquid was dried off the zera, the halacha is, it is mukshar, susceptible to becoming tameh, and when the sheretz falls on it, it becomes tameh. Ramban asks, what is the chiddush of this pasuk to what we already said before? In pasuk Lamadal, we already mentioned that the oichel, the food inside the klicheres, only becomes tummy if asher yovei olav mayim, if water or any other liquid came in contact with it. So why does the pasuk have to repeat it over here? And he answers, because the pasuk earlier was discussing food inside a klicheres. So you might think that only such food that are becoming shniyas latuma need to become in contact with water. Because over there, the sheretz was the av, and the walls of the klicheres was the rishon latuma, and the food was only a sheni latuma. So maybe over there, in order to become tameh, it must come in contact with water. But over here in our pasuk, I might think that since the sheretz comes in direct contact with the seed, maybe it does not have to come in contact with water before it. Therefore, the pasuk tells us that even so, the halacha is, in order for the zera to become mukshel kabel tumah, the water or liquid must touch it beforehand. And we do not say that since the sheretz is touching the seed directly, there is no halacha of water touching it before. Zok Rashi, Pasuk Lamed Hei, Tanu Vikiraim, Kelim HaMetaltlim Heim. These are kelim, vessels that are movable. Because if they were attached to the ground, they would not become tameh, because Mechuba LaKarka does not become tameh. Veheim Shel Cheres, and they are of Cheres. Sifsei Chacham explains that they are not actually made of Cheres, but rather made of Tit. But since they are similar to Cheres, they have the Halacha, the Dinim of Cheres. And they are only becoming tameh through the sheretz going inside of it. That's why it says v'yeshla and toich. They have an inside to these ovens, and the sheretz went inside. The seifes es akadera al nekev achalal, and one places the pot of these ovens on the hole on top. Ushneim piem lamala, and both of them have openings on top. A kiraim has two openings on top for two pots, and a tanner has one. Also, kiraim's walls are straight, and tanner's walls are slanted. Yutatz, it has to be smashed. She'ein l'klicheres tahara b'tfila, because an earthenware vessel cannot become purified by immersion in a mikvah. Utmeim yulachem shaloi toima, you shall not say mitzuva ani l'noitzam, I am commanding you to destroy and smash this oven. Tamad loima, therefore the pasuk says utmeim yulachem, they will be tummy to you. Imroitze l'kaime b'tumasam, if you want to keep them in a state of tumah, rishoi, you are allowed to, as long as you are careful that kachim do not come in contact with them. Ach mayin uvar mikveh mayim, hamechubarim l'karka e'mekablin tumah, that which is attached to the ground does not become tummy, and that's why the water in the mayan and the bar do not become tummy. And we can also learn from this pasuk, yietar, it will be tar, hatayvul behem, one who immerses himself in them, in the mikveh mayim, it will become tar mitumasai, from his tumah. Vinageh b'nevlasam yitma, one who touches the dead cherets will become tamei, afilu hu b'seich mayan ubar, even though he is inside the mayan, inside the bar, inside the mikvah, he is still tamei. Vinageh b'nevlasam, and he is touching their carcasses, yitma, he will become tamei. Shalai toima, you shall not say kavachomer, that is a kavachomer. Im mitaris atmeh mitumasam, if it can be mitaher, purify one who is already tamei from their tumo, kavachomer shiyasal satar mili tamei. Shouldn't we say that definitely it can save a Torah from becoming tamei in the first place? Lekach nemar, therefore the pasuk says, v'noigeh b'nevlasim yitma, one who touches their carcass will become tamei, even though he is inside the mikvah. It will not stop the person from becoming tamei. Zot Rashi, zera zevua, zriya shelmini zarunim, seeds of a variety of seeds. Zeruah Shem Davar, Zeruah is a noun, it means a variety of seeds. K'moi v'yitnu lanu, and he will give us min hazeruim, from the seeds. Tarhu, memedcha akosuv, shalei hukhshur unesaken, likrois oichel lekabel tumma. The pasuk is teaching you that food does not become susceptible for tumma, achi yavayu all of mayim, until water comes in contact with it. V'chiyutan mayim azera, and when the water comes in contact with the seed, la'achar shenitlash, after it was detached from the ground, she'im tamei yesh hechsher b'mechubar, because if you will say that there is hechsher b'mechubar when it's attached, ein l'chazera shalai hechsher, it's not possible for any seed not to become susceptible to becoming tamei. Mayim alzera, bein mayim, bein shar mashkim. We said already before, whether it was water or other liquids, it's machshir lekabel tuma. Bein heim alzera, whether the water touches the zera, bein alzera nafal teichon, or the seeds fall into the water. Hakoyl nidrash b'taris kahanim, this is all expounded upon in Taris kahanim. V'nafal midavlosam olav, if the sheretz falls on the zera, af mishenogav, even after it became dried off min amayim, from the water, shleik pida tera, because the tera was not concerned, el aliyos olav shem oichel, as long as it has the title of food once, umishiyared olav hechsher kabolos tuma pam achas, once it got the title of something that is susceptible to becoming tamei, shuv eina nekar himenu, it is never taken away from it. And the pasuk continues to tell us that somebody who touches a dead kosher animal will also become tamei. If a kosher animal which you are allowed to eat dies, then one who touches its carcass will have to immerse himself in a mikvah and will become tamei until the evening, and then with Harif Shemesh he will become tar. The pasuk says that a behema that is kosher only becomes tamei v'chiyamos if it dies, but if you shecht it, it does not become tamei. And one who eats its carcass, yichabes begodav v'tamei ad orev, must wash his clothing and will become tamei until the evening. The pasuk cannot be taken literally that one who eats a dead kosher animal becomes tamei, because the pasuk says clearly in Parshas Emor that only a nevelas oif tar, only the carcass of a kosher bird, has the halacha that it is metame abes ablia, it is metame by swallowing it. But one who eats a dead kosher animal, there is no tumma by swallowing it. If somebody takes this piece of nevela and stuffs it down the throat of another person, the second person, the one who swallows it, is not tame. There is only tumas maga umasa, tumma of touching it or carrying it. But swallowing it does not render a person tame, only by a nevelas oiftar. So what's pshat in this pasuk that says va'oichel minivlosa yichabis begodov v'tamei ad ha'orev? Rashi says that it's coming to tell us what size of nevela, what sheer nevela is enough to be mitame somebody with maga or masa. And the pasuk is telling us it must be the size of achila, the size of eating, which is the sheer of kezias, the size of an olive. If the nevela was the size of an olive, if one touches it, he becomes tamei. And if one carries it, he and his clothing are tamei. And that's why the pasuk says, va'oichel minevlasa, to tell you the nevela has to be the shear of achila, the shear of kezias. The hanoiseh nevlosa, and one who carries the nevelo, yichabis begodov, he has to wash his clothing, immerse his clothing into the mikvah, and also he has to go into the mikvah. The tamei ad ha'orev, and they are both tamei until the evening. Zukt Rashi pasuk lamates binevlosa. V'loy ba'at somois, not one who touches the bones, v'gidim, or veins, v'loy b'karnayim, not one who touches the horns, utzlafim, or the hooves, v'loy ba'or, and not the hide. All these things will not become tame if they are not attached to a piece of meat. If they are separated, the bones, the veins, the hooves, the horns, and the hide are separated from the body and from the flesh, they are not metame. Zot Rashi v'hanoiseh es nevlosa. One who carries the nevela is metame odom letame begodim, chamura tumas masa mitumas maga. The tumah of carrying is more stringent than the tumah of touching. Shanoisei metame begodim. One who carries the nevela, his clothing are also tame. Fanogeya ein begodim tameim. And one who touches it, his clothing are not tame. Shalonema boyechabis begodim, because concerning touching a nevela, it does not say that one has to wash his clothing. And this has already been stated in Rashi earlier. Va'ichel minavlosa, one who eats the nevela, yochel tetat menu achilosoi, I might think that if one swallows the nevela of a kosher animal, he will become tameh, kishu oimib nevelas oiftar, when it says by a nevelas oiftar, a carcass of a kosher bird, nevela utrefa lo yochel, the tumava, the pasuk says that by a nevelas oiftar, lo yochel, you shall not eat it, l'tumava, because it will make you tameh. Only a nevelas of Torah will be metame a person and his clothing be'achilosoi when you eat it. Ve'ein nevelas behema metame begodim be'achilosoi. But the carcass of a kosher animal will not be metame a person and his clothing when he eats it. Beloy masa, without carrying it. Kegoin, for example, in tachfo loy chaveri. Bebeis hablia, if his friend stuffs it down his throat, the halach is that when he swallows it, he will not become tameh. Imke ma tam loy mer ha'oichel. Why does the pasuk say ha'oichel? Litein shir. It wants to give us the measurement. What size, lenoisei ulenagea, if somebody carries the nevela or touches the nevela, how much nevela does he have to touch or carry? Kedei achila, it is the amount of eating, which is, v'ukezayis, the shear of an olive. The Mefarshim ask, why over here, when the Pasuk says va'oichel, does Rashi say that the shear achila is kezayis? And earlier, in Pasuk Lamed Dalet, when the Pasuk was discussing the food inside the Kli Cheres, and the Pasuk says, what size does this food have to be in order to be metame acherim? Rashi says, since the Pasuk says asher yeyochel, shear achila is kebeah, the size of an egg. Why over here does it say the size is an olive, which is half the size of an egg, which is stated later? And the Mefarshim answer, because the wording over there is different than here. Over there it says asher yeyochel, which can be eaten, which means eaten al yedei adchak. If one is forced to eat, what is the largest amount of food that he can stuff down his throat? That is the shear of an egg. But over here the lashon is v'ha'oichel, one who eats. The lashon is a lashon lechatchila. The typical way of eating is kezayis, the shear of an olive. And that's why over here it is a smaller shear. Zok Rashi v'tamei ad ha'orev, af al pi shetoval, even though he immersed himself in a mikvah, tzarech erev shemesh, in order to become tar, he needs the sun to set. And now the pasuk continues by telling us which shrotzim one may not eat. It's interesting that shrotzim was set aside to the end of the parsha. It was not stated together with the behemoths that one may eat, and with the birds, and the insects, and the fish. Over here, shrotzim were set aside separately at the end of the parsha. V'chol ha'sheretz ha'sheretz ala oretz, and any creeping creature that creeps on the ground, sheketu, it shall become disgusting to you, lo yeyochel, it may not be eaten. Over here also Rashi tells us that since the pasuk uses the passive form of lo yeyochel, it does not say lo yseichal, you shall not eat it. It's coming to teach us, just like it said earlier by Oif, that one may not feed this sheretz to a katan, to a minor. And also, since the pasuk says hasheretz ala oretz, one that creeps on the ground, the pasuk is telling us that there are certain types of worms that grow inside the fruit. As long as they remain inside the fruit, then they are mutter to eat. But once they come out and they are sheretz ala oretz, they creep on the ground, then they become aser. And the pasuk continues, koril hoylecha gochoin, any sheretz that goes on its stomach, referring to the snake Koyl is coming to add on also different types of worms. V'chol ha'ilech al-arba. And anything that goes on four legs, which is a scorpion. And Koyl is coming to include a beetle. Ad kol mar v'raglayim. Anything that has many feet, which is the centipede. L'chol ha'sheretz ha'sheretz al-aretz. Any sheretz that creeps on the ground. L'seichlum, you shall not eat them. Ki sheketzeim, because they shall be disgusting to you. The Vav in the word Gochain is written with a large Vav, and that is because the Vav is the middle letter of the Torah. Just like if you look earlier in Perek Yud Pasuk Tezayin, by the words Darash Darash Moshe, over there it tells us that Darash Darash is the midpoint of the Torah in words. Darash is on one side in the first half of the Torah, and the second Darash is part of the second half of the Torah. Over here the Pasuk is telling us that concerning letters, the Vav of Gochain is the middle letter in the Torah. And the pasuk continues, Al tishaksu es nafshei seichem. Do not make your soul disgusting by eating shrotzim. B'chol asheret asheret, by any sheret that creeps. V'leisetamu behem, and you shall not be mitame and make your soul impure by eating them. V'nit meisem bom, and making yourself tame and impure by eating them. Ki ani Hashem elokeichem, because I am Hashem your God, and I am holy. And therefore you shall make yourself holy below. And if you make yourself holy below in this world, I will make you holy in the next world. And in Shamayim, because I am holy. And you shall not be mitame your soul by eating shrotzim that creep on the ground. The pasuk over here is adding a lav. As Rashi says, one who eats shrotzim is not over one lav, but over many lavim, and one who does it will get many sets of malchus. Ki ani Hashem, because I am Hashem, hamale eschem eretz Mitzrayim, that took you out from the land of Mitzrayim, liyos lachem lelakim, to be your God. Rashi in his first pshat tells us that the pasuk is telling us that I took you out of Mitzrayim on the condition to keep my mitzvahs, and one of my mitzvahs is the mitzvah of not eating shrotzim, and therefore you should stay away from eating the shrotzim hasharetz al ha'aretz. I took you out of Mitzrayim on this condition. Rashi in his second pshat is medayek. Why does it say hamale eschem eretz Mitzrayim? Usually the pasuk says ani Hashem asher hoitzeisi eschem, that I took you out of Mitzrayim. Why does it change the terminology by saying male? And Rashi says that it would be enough to take you out of Mitzrayim. It would be a mila, enough of an elevation to take you out of Mitzrayim, just for the fact that you should separate yourself from eating shrotzim. That would be enough of a mila to make it worthwhile for me to take you out of Mitzrayim. V'yisem kedoshim, and you shall be holy, ki kadosh ani, because I am holy. Zois teres ha-behema. These are the laws of behema. V'ho'oif, and birds. V'chol nefesh ha-chaya ha-remeses ba-moyim. And any creature that creeps in the water, ulchol nefesh hasheretzes al ha'aretz, and any creeping creature that creeps on the earth. Lahavdil, to differentiate bein atome uvein ator, between a tome and ator, uvein achaya hanecheles, and between a chaya that may be eaten, uvein achaya asher loyse yochel, and between a chaya that may not be eaten. First, Rashi says that the lashon of lahavdil means to differentiate. It is not sufficient to learn the halachas of what may be eaten and what may not be eaten, but rather lahavdil, you must be a bucky and expert in it to differentiate between the two. And when the pasuk says bein atome uvein ator, the pasuk cannot be telling me that you must differentiate between a tome, which means a behemer that is tome, a chamor, a donkey, and a behemer that is tar, a parah. Because you do not need to be an expert to know the difference between a chamor and a parah. A parah chews its cud and has split hooves, and a chamor does not. But rather, the pasuk is telling you that you must differentiate between hatame lecha, that which is tame because of your actions, ubein ator, and that which is tar because of your actions. If one shechs an animal, he must know the difference that if half of the kana, half of the windpipe was cut, it is tame. Only if roiv, if the majority of the windpipe was cut, is it tar. And the pasuk is also telling me that you must be a bucky to differentiate between a chaya hanecheles and a chaya asher loy seyochel. Rashi says you don't have to be a bucky to differentiate between a tzvi, a deer, and an aroid, a wild donkey. Because a tzvi has two simonim. It chews its cud and it has split hooves. And an aroid does not. But rather, the pasuk is telling you that you must be a bucky to differentiate between the simoni trefa. A trefa is an animal that has a physical defect that will lead to its death. And one has to know the difference between simoni trefa that render an animal pusel render an animal to be not kosher, and simani treifa that are still kshera. And that's what the pasuk is telling you. Lahavdil, you must be a baki to know the difference between the two types of treifas. Zok Rashi pasuk mem aleph hasheretz al haaretz, that which creeps on the ground. Why does it say it creeps on the ground? Lahoiti is coming to exclude es hayetushin, the yetushin, the worms shebeklisim v'shebepulim that are found and grow inside beans, v'sazizin and the zizin shebeadoshim that grow inside other types of beans. Shaharei lo sheretzu al haaretz, they never creep on the ground, and therefore they are mutter to eat. Ela b'soich ha'ichel, they are born inside the fruit. Aval mishiyotzu la'avir, once they come out and creep on the earth, mishartzu, and they creep on the earth, harei nestru, then they become prohibited. Lo ye'ochel, in the passive, they shall not be eaten. L'chayev es ha'machel ko'echel, to be mechayev one who feeds it to a cotton, just like the one who eats it himself, just like Rashi said earlier by the parsha of Oif Tomei. Ve'en kari sheretz, and it is not called sheretz, el adover namuch, something that is low, kisar raglayim, that has short feet, she'en nira, elo k'roichesh v'nod, that only looks like it's creeping on the ground. That's why it is called a sheretz, and Rashi explained this already earlier, and also in Parshas Bereishis. Hoylech ha-gochein, ze nochosh, this is a snake. The lashon gochein, and the lashon of gochein, a stomach, shechia, it means bent over, shehoylech soch, v'noifel al-meil, he goes bent over, and falls on its stomach. Kol hoylech, why does it say kol? Lahavi, it's coming to include ha-shulshulim, worms, besadoyme le-doyme, and ones that are similar to that. Hoylech al arba ze akrev, it is referring to a scorpion. Kol lahavis achipushes, it's coming to include the beetle. Askruvit belaz fe esadoyme ledoyme, and that which is similar to the beetle. Marber raglayim ze nadal, this is the centipede. Sheret sheyesh loy raglayim meroish evadz navoy, a sheret that has legs from head to toe. Lekan ulekan, on both sides. Vekurin, and it is called centipede, a centipede. Zok Rashi al tishaksu, do not be meshakets and disgust your soul ba'achilasan, by eating them. Shariksiv nafshesechem, the pasuk says your soul. Ve'ein shikutz nefesh b'maga, and one's soul does not become disgusted through touching a dead sheretz. Ve'chein loisitamu, and also the words loisitamu in the pasuk is not referring to tumma, but rather ba'achilasan, by eating the sheretz. Ve'nemesem b'am, and you will become tamei through them. Im atem metamoin b'hem ba'aretz, if you are metamei yourself by eating them on this earth, afani matame eschem, I will make you tame ba'olam haba over yeshivas mala, I will make you tame in the future world and also above in shomayim. Ki ani Hashem lekechem, k'shem shani kadosh shani Hashem lekechem, just like I am holy because I am Hashem your God. Kach, so too, v'hiskadishtem, you shall make yourself holy. Kadju es atzmechem lamato, make yourself holy below by not eating shrotzim. V'yisem kadoshim, and then you will become holy. L'fishani akadish eschem lamalo, because I will make you holy above, ula'olam haba, and in the world to come. If you will be metame yourself below, I will be metame you above. But if you will be mekadesh yourself below, I will be mekadesh you above, in olam haba and in shemayim. V'loisi tamu, and you shall not be metame yourself. Laver aleim v'lavim harbe. This pasuk is coming to make a person over. One who eats a sheretz will transgress many negative commandments. The chol lav malchus, and every time it says a lav, it's another set of malchus. V'zeu she'amru b'gemara, and this is what the gemara says. Acha putisa, one who eats a putisa, a sheretz in the water, like arba, he gets four sets of malchus. A sheretz in the water has four lav. Nimbala, one who eats an ant, which is a sheretz that creeps, like a chomesh, he gets five sets of malchus. There are five lavim. Tzira, one who eats a wasp, like a sheish, gets six sets of malchus, because concerning a flying insect, there are six lavim. Zok the pasuk, ki ani Hashem hamala eschem, al manas shetekablu mitzvosai helesi eschem, on the condition that you will keep my mitzvahs and not eat shrotzim, I have taken you out of Mitzrayim. Davar acher, another pshat, ki ani Hashem hamala eschem, bekulon ksiv v'hoitzesi, by all other times it says, I am Hashem that took you out of Mitzrayim, v'kan ksiv hamala. Why does it use a terminology of male? Tanad ve Rabbi Shmuel, it was learned in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Shmuel, il mali le helesi es Yisrael mi Mitzrayim, had I not taken the yin out of Mitzrayim, Ela b'shvil she'ein mitamoim b'shrotzim, only because of the fact that they will not eat shrotim, kishar umas, like other nations, dayam, this would be sufficient and enough of a reason to take them out of Mitzrayim, umayusa higabayu, and this will be considered an elevation for them. And that is the lashon of Maila. Lahavdil leibulvad hashoyne. It is not sufficient to learn the halachas of what one may eat and one may not eat. One has to know, recognize, and be an expert in what is kosher and what is not. Benatami uvenatar, between an animal that is tame and tar. Tzoros loymar, does the pasuk have to tell me ben chamor lepara, between a donkey and a para? Valik far mufurashim hay, isn't it clear what the difference is between a para and a chamor? A para chews its cud and has split hooves. The pasuk is telling me that you must be an expert between that which you made tar and you made tame. Between one who shechted only half of the windpipe, to one who shechted the majority. Because an animal whose windpipe was only cut halfway, that animal is treif, and an animal who has the majority cut is kosher. Ubenachaya hanacheles, tzorach loymer ben tzvila aroid, v'aloi kfar mufuroshim heim. Does the pasuk have to tell me that one must be an expert to know a difference between a deer and a wild donkey? Isn't it clear that one chews its cud and has split hooves and one does not? Elo, only a person has to be an expert to know the difference between shenolda by simani treifa, between an animal that develops simani treifa kshera that are kosher, physical defects in the animal that are still kosher, the nolda by simani treifa psua, to an animal that developed a physical defect that will render it pusul and treif.